KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, this week the girls' state basketball championships get underway at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Class 1A action will get things started with tip-off this morning. In Class 1A, all the quarterfinal round games in 1A will be played today. A couple of tournament veterans will collide in the opener at 10 this morning as top-ranked and defending champion Springville brings a 22-2 mark into a game against Burlington Notre Dame as they're making their fifth straight appearance in the tournament. Also coming up today, it'll be 6th-ranked Bellevue Marquette Catholic against 7th-ranked Kingsley Pearson. That's at 11:45 this morning. Turkey Valley was last year's runner-up, and they entered the season, the postseason, ranked 21-2 as they come into the tournament, and they'll face off against 9th-ranked and undefeated Janesville. That's a 1:30 contest today. Now, the final 1A quarterfinal of the day is set to tip at 3:15 this afternoon, and that's a game we'll have for you here on the radio as 3rd-ranked Exira EHK will face off against 8th-ranked Sydney tonight. Kind of a Southwest Iowa battle there to open up the tournament. Both those teams are 23-1. On the season, and we'll have that contest live for you here this afternoon. We'll start our broadcast at 2:15 this afternoon, get you an hour pregame to get you ready for the start of the basketball game, and then tip time scheduled for 3:15 this afternoon, and you can hear that live here on KJAN and hear it live on the web as well at KJAN.com. Chris Parks will have the call to that ball game for you coming up here this afternoon. Now also, 2A quarterfinals get underway today with 3 of the 4 first round games happening today. Iowa City Regina, who's top ranked at 25-0, will face 12th ranked Logan Magnolia in the 5 o'clock matchup this evening. The Panthers are 21-3 on the season. After that, at 6:45, it's 4th-rated Western Christian facing off against 5th-ranked North Lynn. Western Christian 22-2 on the year, while North Lynn brings a mark of 24-1 into that ballgame. And then the late game tonight at 8:30 has 2nd-ranked Trainer facing off against 10th-rated Van Meter. Trainer carries a 25-0 record on the season into that ballgame, while Van Meter 21-3 entering tonight's contest. Again, that tips at 8:30 tonight. The last of the 2A quarterfinals will be the first day of the second, first game of the second day of the session, as 3rd-rated Central Decatur will play 8th-ranked Cascade at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning in that tournament. Now, the AHSTW Vikings boys basketball team had a turnaround season to remember. The Vikings turned a 10-11 record in the 2015-16 season into a season this year that ended Saturday night with a 21-3 record. The Vikings fell to the Van Meter Bulldogs 73-53 in the Class 2A Sub-State 7 final Saturday night at the Atlantic High School. Van Meter played a patient offensive game and got solid minutes from a lot of players in the win. The game was back and forth early until Van Meter took the lead by 3 at the end of the first quarter and would continue to build on their lead the rest of the night. Bulldogs were up 7 at the halftime break, but then used a 28-10 third quarter to put the game out of reach for the Vikings. 4 players finished in double figures for Van Meter. Mitchell Pomeroy had 16, Jack Trudeau at 13, Ryan Schmidt had a dozen, and Grant Johnson had 10. Schmidt and Johnson were 2 6-foot-8-inch post players that the Vikings had some trouble keeping off the glass as well, as Schmidt finished with 10 rebounds. AHSTW was led in that loss by R.J. Harris. He had 18 points. Preslin Groby dropped in 14, and Rhett Welsh had 10 in the final game for the two seniors. Van Meter now heads off to the 2A state basketball tournament with a mark of 23-1 on the season. Also in a 2A sub-state final Saturday night in sub-state 8, it was Kemper Catholic beating Alta Aurelia 67-49 as Kemper Catholic advances to the boys state tourney. And in 1A sub-state finals on Saturday night in sub-state 7, Grandview Christian defeated Southwest Valley 86-45, while in sub-state 8, it was Maple Valley topping Arweva 73-71 to move on to state. Speaking of moving on to state, teams will have a chance to do that tonight in Class 3A, and there's one 1A game that was postponed the other day. In 1A, Remsen St. Mary's will play Boyden Hall at Lamar's this evening for the right to qualify for the 1A state basketball tournament. Class 3A state basketball sub-state finals are set for tonight as well, all 8 of them, and Atlantic will play Glenwood in one of those games. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN, that one from Harlan this evening. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Atlantic and Glenwood, of course, from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, they faced off against each other twice during the regular season, Atlantic winning both of those games. once by 5 and once by 6, both close ball games. Glenwood and is playing in their fourth straight sub-state final. Last year, they defeated Atlantic to advance to the boys' state basketball tournament. Again, we'll have that game live for you tonight here on the radio. Atlantic, Glenwood, boys 3A sub-state final from Harlan tonight. 7 o'clock is the scheduled tip time. We'll be on the air about 6:45 to get you ready. Other 3A sub-state finals tonight, Waverly-Shellrock plays Forest City. It's Mount Pleasant versus Oskaloosa. Boone playing Dallas Center Grimes. Pella facing Grinnell. Bishop Heelan Catholic against Sergeant Bluff Luton. West Delaware playing Center Point Urbana. And Wallert will face off against Cedar Rapids Xavier in a rematch of last year's Class 3A state championship game. In college men's basketball, unranked Syracuse was trying to improve to 4-2 against top 10 schools this season, but the Louisville Cardinals would have none of that. Donovan Mitchell nailed 6 three-pointers and scored 25 points as the 7th-ranked Cardinals hammered the Orange 88-68 yesterday. Also in the top 25, Central Florida bolstered its NCAA tournament hopes by surprising number 15 Cincinnati 53-49. Michigan State owns a share of third place in the Big Ten at 10-6 after Nick Ward contributed 22 points and 9 rebounds to an 84-70 win against 16th-ranked Wisconsin. Notre Dame won its 5th in a row as Bonzi Colson delivered 20 points and 11 rebounds to send the 21st-ranked Irish past Georgia Tech 64-60. And Keelan Martin poured in 25 points, and number 22 Butler went on a 19-8 run down the stretch as they beat Xavier 74-66. Creighton guard Maurice Watson Jr. has turned himself in to Omaha authorities in response to an arrest warrant. Omaha police said Watson turned himself in Sunday afternoon and was booked on a charge of first-degree sexual assault. Watson's attorneys told the Omaha World-Herald that Watson had been driving to Omaha from Philadelphia since Friday. A police report says a 19-year-old woman told investigators that Watson had non-consensual sexual intercourse with her in the early morning of February 4th. Watson's attorney, Stu Dornan, said that Watson denies the allegations. The university announced Wednesday that Watson had been suspended from all athletic-related activities since February 13th. The 23-year-old senior point guard suffered a season-ending knee injury last month. Well, Kurt Busch and Tony Stewart can cross a Daytona 500 victory off of their wish list. Busch was an also-ran following his first 15 starts in NASCAR's season-opening race before he took the checkered flag with a surge on the last lap. It's also the first Daytona 500 win for Stewart Haas Racing and the first for Stewart as an owner or a driver. However, the race appeared to be Chase Elliott's to lose as the pole sitter found himself ahead of the field late in the race just 3 days after winning one of the twin 150s. But Elliott ran out of gas with 3 laps remaining, and Kyle Larson then ran out of gas 2 laps later after he took the lead from Martin Truex Jr. Paul Menard was also victimized by an empty gas tank, allowing Busch to pick up the victory. Ryan Blaney was second, followed by A.J. Allmendinger and Eric Almirola. That race was slowed by wreck after wreck after wreck yesterday, including a 17-car accident at the start of the final stage that ended the race for 7-time and reigning series champion driver Jimmy Johnson, along with Danica Patrick. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was among 15 drivers who were knocked out of the race by wrecks early on. And in golf yesterday, Ricky Fowler ended a lengthy winless drought on the PGA Tour, holding on to take the Honda Classic. Fowler shot a 1-over-71 to score a 4-shot victory for his first tour win in 13 months. And Jason Day withdrew from the upcoming Mexico Championship because of an infection in both ears and the flu. The World Golf Championship event was poised to have all the top 50 golfers in the world. Day is currently ranked number 2 in the world. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.